the word right now. I know it's rough. There's no way I can do this. Let's go. Rod, you got to really do your job. Message on my mama today, but a message to help you. I remember the gleam in my mama's eye when she would put her gift in the offering plate on a Sunday morning. Mama was a cheerful giver. That's why I say if you can't give cheerfully, then what? Absolutely. We live in America. We have. God's blessed the tar out of us. Amen? And mama was happy to give. She was just happy in general. That's the last time I saw mama alive. It's not the best picture, but it's the last time I saw her alive. She made that dress right there on her body for my brother's wedding. That's the last time I saw her right there. Took that picture. With a smile, she would say, when she'd put an offering in the plate or do something for God, here's what mama would say. Say it with me pretty loud. You gotta give God His. One more time. You gotta give God His. And she would look at stingy me. Buddy, was I bad. I was rough. But I learned from her so much. That attitude of giving and living for God, it permeated mama's life. That's just who mama was. Here I'm 25 years later, still talking about mama. Here 25 years later, Linda is still brought to tears. That's a powerful life. And we can have that life if we give God His what? Now if you make Him second and third and all that, you're probably not going to have it. Being happy is not about not having mess in your life. Okay? Well, I'd be happy if I didn't have the mess. You know you probably wouldn't. You'd find something to gripe about or whine about, most likely. We're overcomers in Christ, the Bible says. Okay? I can't get sideways. It was incredible what mama did and who she was. But it was way deeper than just that what. This ain't a message on an offering on Sunday morning. If you know me well, I never preach on offerings generally, do I? Oh, do I preach on, got a tithe, you don't God bless you, got a tithe. You ever heard me preach that? Never. You're not going to hear me preach it. I believe if you live for the Lord, you love the Lord, you're going to give to the Lord. Not me browbeating you into it. Getting you in line. We'll get you in line for Jesus. Amen. There's a long line already because we love the Lord. Amen, say. And He blesses us. But mama said that, and it taught me a lot in her life. I've thought a lot about what mama said, and this is just one of the lines that I've written a message on. When my mama came to Jesus Christ, she was a wreck. She had nothing but sorrow when she came to Jesus. She was a drunk. She'd shacked up with this man, married this man. She had nothing. She came what to the Lord? How'd mama come? She came what? Empty-handed. So many of us, we come, look at me, we come, I did this, we come this way. Listen, God, listen, compared to God, we all come in empty-handed, guys. Are you hearing me say? He's God and we're not. But see, mama didn't have none anyway. So she came empty-handed to the Lord on December the 18th. We just celebrated it. 1977, both she and I made the decision to personally put our faith and trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ. That changed mama. Where did it happen? It happened right there at the church he pastors. He wasn't the pastor then. Eddie Zimmerman was, which he knows. They know him very well. These are real people. Eddie Zimmerman didn't have any kind of real education. Came from a cigarette factory. That's where he worked. Got saved. And he preached the Bible. And mama was, and I was one of the recipients. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Amen. So, mama knew very little. She had 11th grade education. But she accepted best she knew how that Jesus was what? That He was what? You don't believe in that Jesus, do you? Yes, I do. Pardon me. God had one Son and His name was what? Jesus. She believed Jesus was real. And she believed that Jesus what? Really loved her. You know that'll change your world. When you believe that God really loves you. It's hard. I mean, it's not just, oh, God loves me. Okay, I got it. No, it's not that simple, really. Because we're hard. We're crazy. We've had a lot of mess in our life. But boy, you ever get there where you know God loves you, I'm telling you what, you charge hell with a water pistol. I'm telling you right now. Good stuff. So, just a couple of thoughts. You got to give God His first. So, what'd mama do? Here we go. She gave God her heart. Say that with me. She gave God her what? First. That's the starting place, guys. Giving God your heart. You know what Mama said? She said this to the Lord. If you'll have me, here I am. I'm not much. Made a lot of mistakes. But if you'll have me, here I am. And you know what God said? Say that with me. Woo! Let's praise the Lord for that. I like that right now. I'll have you. I'll have you. That's what God's saying to you today. If you'll say, God, if you'll have me, He'll go, I'll have you. I'll have you. Have you given the Lord your heart? Guys, it's a start that stops most people. Well, if I go to church this way, if I give my heart to Jesus this way, it's a start that stops most people. Don't let that start stop you today. Give your heart to the Lord first. Quit playing church. Many of you come from all over. I don't know where you come from. But man, we've been taught a lot of wrong things. We've been taught if we do this or if we give this or that, we'll get God's love and favor on our... Listen to me. God loved you when you were just a sinner. That's how it started and that's how it still is. He loves you. You hear me? Accept Him today. For God so loved the world that He gave His what? Only begotten Son. What's those next words? That what? Whosoever believes in Him should not what? But have what? Is that the Bible? That's the most beloved scripture in all the Bible. No wonder. I quote this one all the time. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be what? That's it. Give the Lord your heart. Third, first. That's what Mama did. Trust in the Lord with all your what? Heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will do something. You're here now. Amen. Say. You don't have a lot of mess to crawl over if you didn't go to church, because a lot of times we can put mess in your way. Are you hearing me today? He loves you. Right where you are, would you give Him your heart today? If you'll have me, here I am. Have you said that today, yes or no? Amen or oh me? It's the beginning of a new year. Why are you going to start another year lost? Why are you going to start another year wondering if you die, you're going to heaven? Why not tonight? Let last night be the last night you ever lay your head on a pillow, not knowing where you're going when you die. Amen. Today's the day of salvation. God says, I'll have you, I'll have you. And Mama believed God right there first. Amen. She had nothing. Drug me up there with her to church. I didn't want to go. I cussed her out on the way up Caroline Street. Is Caroline Street a real street? Let me ask this question. Is the neighborhood I grew up in and the neighborhood today, is it a bad neighborhood? Very bad? Absolutely. We came from right there, baby, and God saved us. If He saved us, He'll save you. Y'all hear me or not? Amen. Let's keep looking. What's the second thing? Got to give God His first. So she gave God her heart. She gave God her what? Life. I am what I am. Say that with me. I am. One more time. You might think I'm crazy. I'm kooky. You'll be fine. You might get something if you listen. Here we go. Say it with me again. I am what I am. If church does anything that's stupid, it's taking people that are who they are and we try to make them something they ain't. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you. The experiences you've had. The world don't need all of me. A bunch of people like me. People would be jumping off a bridge if they were all like me. We need you. You add color to our world. God wants you just as you are. Did you hear me say? He will use you. Well, I'm just young. I'm old. I'm this. I'm that. You're perfect for God's plan. Did you hear me? And you might not know that, but that's why when you give God His first, He'll change your life. And that's what Mama said. If you can use me, say that with me. If you can use me, then what? Use me. And God said, I'll use you, Ann. I'll use you. You mean my mama from 109 River Road, Rockingham, North Carolina, that squalor home we grew up in? Yeah. Married to an evil man, not my dad, but my stepdad. evil. How can God use a woman like that? There's no way. She's got to be crying all the time, right? She's got to be so... No, God can use people, no matter where they are, what they're going through, if they will give Him their heart and their life. Are y'all hearing the message today? It's a simple message. I mean, if you're coming today thinking, oh, it's going to be what people never get here. So it's pretty deep. Jesus answered the woman at the well, the woman who had been married many times and living with another one, a woman who was a sinner, who had been stoned in her day. He said to the woman, whoever drinks of the water, that this water right here shall thirst again. You're working at this well. But Jesus said to her, whoever drinks the water that I shall give shall never what? Thirst again. The water that I give shall be a well of water springing up into him or into her into everlasting life. That's what mama got. My mama got life. See, we got life so good sometimes, we choose not to get life. Because we got some life. You ain't got life till you get eternal life. Jesus, the light of life. Y'all hear me or not? Water can be good, and we can drink this, that, and that. I'm going to tell you something. Till you get Him, you don't know what you're drinking. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I don't thirst anymore. I don't want to come here and have to keep doing what I'm doing. She didn't know what she was talking about, but boy, she had done met Jesus. Amen. And he changed her world. Then the woman said to him, he said, I know Messiah's coming. And she said, which is called Christ, which is come. He's going to tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, say that with me, I that speak to you am Him. Wow, what a shocking thing. I've heard about this miracle worker and Messiah's coming and He's here, I think, maybe somewhere I've heard. And Jesus said, yep, you're looking at Him. What a day that would be, amen. Gave her life. And the disciples came and marveled that Jesus talked to the woman. Why? Because she was a sinner. Why is He spending time with that piece of trash? Would you say this with me? I'm not a piece of trash. Say that loud. I am not a piece of trash. Nobody in Englewood is trash. Did you hear me? If I see any of us anytime treating people like trash in this town, don't be surprised if I don't punch you in the face. I'll ask God for forgiveness later. I'm going to tell you that right now. People aren't trash. My mother, 109 River Road, a drunk was not trash. She was somebody that needed some hope. Jesus loves people like her. Did you hear me? Amen. He loves you today. Some of you come in here and you feel like you're nothing. You're trash. People treat you like dirt. That's not how God treats you. Give Him your life. Say, if you'll use me, here I am. See what He'll do with you. Amen. Say. His disciples came, yet no man said, why are you talking to her? Because I believe they believed He would punch them in the face. We don't see the side of Jesus that I believe really existed as well. Okay? I believe He was tough as nails. They didn't talk to Him like that for a reason. The woman then left her water part. She went away to the city and she said to the men, watch this. Come see a man which told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ, the Messiah? That everybody went out of the city that she talked to meet Jesus. I guess God can use people that we think are trash. Yes or no? Amen. I love this, don't you? Her life didn't seem like it was much to give, but she gave it anyway. I got to fly. She started at her little country church that they pastor. There it is. Loving people. Push me, buddy. She'd been a waitress for years at that restaurant. That's gone now, that sign. She had good communication skills as a waitress. She had good people skills, so she gave those good people skills to the Lord. She didn't know how to use them, but she did anyway. I don't know how to use who I am, what I got, how to do it, but she just did it. Amen. That was Mama. She was now using those for God. She brought a love into that little church. It changed it forever. There they are, a month before she was killed. Giving them a quilt. Those two right there receiving a quilt from these ladies they made by hand. They had just had a little baby. Their daughter's got about one more level now, and she'll be a doctor. Their daughter will be a doctor. And she's going to take care of me. She doesn't know this. Because I'm going to show her pictures like that of Mama making that quilt. I'm going to guilt her into doing it. You'll see. She also took a love and she communicated it to the people of the town of Rockingham. Her attorney, Hugh Lee, not necessarily a godly man, he said she was the finest Christian I ever met. Business people, bankers, regular folks, people at the hardware where she'd buy her little plants and her seeds to grow things. This is a dear friend of Joey and Linda's, wrote me this letter. Dear Gary, like so many others, the death of your mother has been a tremendous shock to me and a huge loss to Temple Baptist Church and to the community. I'm, of course, not a member of Temple Baptist, but I have had close ties with the church and with Joey and Linda to this day. But I think it shows how far-reaching the influence of your mother's life went. I met a lot of people through my work at the newspaper, and many will bring something in about their children that they want to get published. But Ann Clark Riley, made herself different. It was that sparkle in her eye and that piercing Christ-like love that broke through surface casual conversation. There's no doubt how much she loved you, and I'm always touched by that, but there's no doubt how much she loved me either. She made me feel like I was part of her family too. Gary, I doubt your life and mine will cross paths again, and they haven't. 25 years ago I got this letter, until we get to heaven. But I've had the chance to meet you thanks to a mother's love for her son. Please let this letter be my way of saying your mother was an exceptional woman. And she set herself apart from the run-of-the-mill Christian. I'm truly sorry she was stolen from you in the manner in which she was and that she died. You have my deeply felt sympathy. I'll miss Ann too. Jeff Holland. And y'all saw Jeff a couple of years ago. Amen. Keep pushing me, Raj. Just talking about Mama a little bit. Amen. Beautiful. I'm so late. Keep pushing me. Try. You got to give God His first. She gave God. Listen, she gave God her heart. She gave God her what? Life. And she gave God her all. Not very complicated, is it? What do you want to do for the new year? How about give Him your heart? What do you want to do for the new year? How about give Him your life? Whatever you got left, say, here it is. And how about giving God your all? Here's what Mama said. If you can use this, then you can have it. That's what she told the Lord. If you can use this stuff I do, couponing, plants, cleaning up people's yards, giving people vegetables, cooking meals for people, taking a box of groceries. If you can use this, then you can have it. That's not too complicated, is it? Say, instead, here's how we do. This is mine. I'm going to hang on to it. And watch. Good chance you'll die early. Real good chance you're going to be unhappy. Good chance people who live with you are going to be unhappy with you. This is real stuff here. Did you hear me say? Give God your heart. Give God your life. Give God your what? And see if He won't take it. You know what God says when you tell Him that? He says this, I can do what? I can use this. I look at my own life. Crazy people like me God uses. Isn't that nuts? You all got hope. Amen. This I say, he that sows sparingly is going to reap sparingly. He that sows bountifully or a lot, you're going to reap a lot. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. You got to do it on purpose. So let him, don't give grudgingly or mad, I call it, or of necessity, that's sad. For God loves what kind of giver? Glad. God loves a glad giver. Give God your all, whatever it is you've got. God's able to make all grace abound to you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God can take care of your needs. You give to Him, and I guarantee you're going to see that you got more than you ever thought you had. Amen. How many can testify to that? Let me say this, man. Isn't that the truth, yes or no? How many of you just got way too much stuff? I mean, you just, you know, come on, the blessings, you're like flooding in them. I'm drowning. It's the truth. She was amazed that God could use the little things. I wanted to put this on the screen. Small gifts to others, vegetables from her garden, a piece of pie or cake, a hanging basket, toiletries. I'm just going to say it. My mom was the type of woman that would go up to another woman who didn't have, and she'd give them a little bag of something inside, toilet paper and some tampons, excuse me. Because she thought those are things people don't get. They got to have them. She was that kind of woman. She was not embarrassed to serve the needs of other people. Did you hear me? There's just not a lot of people on the planet like this. I'd like to have more of us at Fellowship that would take that initiative and say, you know what, I don't give a hoot what people think. If somebody needs something, I'm just going to meet that need. That's what I'm going to do. Amen or oh me. Not looking for no credit. Yard work, a quilt, cross-stitch piece, rebate checks. After Mama was killed, I was still getting rebate checks. She would send them to me instead of taking them herself because she knew I liked to go out to eat in the morning. $3, $2, and I'm cheap, so $3 will buy me breakfast every day. Flea market proceeds on Saturday, the old flea market, it's still there. Coupon savings. She gave time for people. She provided transportation, would bring like Mrs. Dorsett and others to church. Words of encouragement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you can use this, you can have it. Amen. She became one of the biggest givers of that little church when you look at all that she did. That's what Joey told me. You told me that. At her death, you said she's the biggest giver at our church. I didn't take that to mean financial. I took it to mean giving. You mean a drunk woman that don't have nothing, that lives with an evil man, can be a big giver and a great person? Absolutely. Because God's doing it. Amen. Think about it as you turn your calendar. The Dorcas ministry, they already talked about it, and I can't get into that. Let's just pass that, Raj. That was a ministry that they started there to help people. Okay? And I got a letter from this lady that went home to Rockingham from Florida, had lunch with Miss Coward, found out all about it, and wrote me a letter just so I would know how great my own mother was. There's the letter, but let's keep going. I can't read that whole letter, but I mean, I've got the letters, baby. Are you hearing me? I'm not telling you bull up here today. This is her life, but this can be your life. Give God your heart, give God your life, give God your all. Got it? I don't understand the message. Well, I think, I don't know what's wrong with you then. My mama wasn't dead and brought back to life like Dorcas was in the story. But my mama was brought back to life because of Jesus Christ. She was a dead woman, basically, in that chair drunk that night. That's the way life was, going downhill every day. And Jesus came in and whoop, directions changed. Amen. What we do matters here at Fellowship. She wasn't born again and given a new life. She was born again and given new life in Jesus Christ, and many believe because of my mother. My own family, I listened to her on the phone lead my sister to Christ. Last thing she wanted me to do is go visit her brother, Uncle Lee. After that wedding, we stopped by the hospital and I visited to make sure he was saved. That was Mama. You got to give God His first. One last letter, by the way, and then I'm done. Here it is. It's from Him. Right there. When I think of Ann Riley, many fond memories parade through my mind. I see her sweat rag working on the church landscape. She'd wear it around her head. Red tips and pompous grass with a rose of Sharon planted carefully to make the church look special. I see her across my desk asking to start a ministry to those in need. This was the beginning of the Dorcas ministry, which has helped scores of people around the world. I remember as a lonely pastor, overwhelmed by responsibilities, a knock at early one evening. It was Mrs. Riley, my mama, with several bags of groceries. With her contagious smile, she reassured me that everything's going to be all right. She visited Linda and I and the children one evening when we lived in a very small house behind the church. She said it was time for us to have a bigger place. You're my pastor and you're going to have a nice place, she insisted. Soon after, we moved into a nicer place. I don't know how that worked. I remember just before she was murdered, coming to the altar and praying for her husband, Riley, we called him, hoping he would come to know the Lord. She had been threatened, beaten, deprived, but she still prayed for him, and she claimed Romans 8:28. We know all things work together for good to them that love God. I remember the night of her death, she was praising the Lord for His goodness and grace. I followed her to the parking lot after the service to see her new used pickup truck. She talked about all the things she could do for the Lord now that she had that pickup truck. She was ministry-minded to the end, and we're done, guys. On and on I could go, Joey said, but I close with a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. There has never been a man or woman in our history who led a life of ease whose name is worth remembering. Ann Clark Riley is worth remembering. Who said that? He did. Amen. I love that, buddy. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're done. We got to quit, Rog. I'm sorry. I know you got more, but there's a parking lot that needs filling. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's get up. I appreciate y'all putting up with me. It's a wonder y'all don't have a stroke every week the way we end so fast. What? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Can I get out of here? Anyway, that's part of a growing church. Amen. Good. I wanted to do a little something special today. I hope you felt it. You got to give God His what? Give Him your what? Heart. Give Him your life. Give Him your what? One more time. Give Him your heart. Give Him your... Give Him your... And who knows? They might write letters about you too. After you're gone, 25 years later, they might shed a tear for you too. Pretty good stuff. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Today, I pushed it pretty hard. Give God your heart. You're not a piece of trash. He loves you. But you must put your faith in Him. There is no other way. Would you humble yourself as I lead us in that prayer this morning? Would you humble yourself and say, I'm just done. I'm not going to live another day not knowing if I died, I'm going to heaven. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. You're God and I'm not. And Lord, I know I need You. And Lord, I'm asking You to save me today. I'm doing what You tell me to do, Lord. You told me if I believed in Jesus, Your Son, that I would be saved, that I would be forgiven, I'd have everlasting life. So Lord, I'm doing it like You say, not like I say or some preacher somewhere made up something. I believe You love me, Jesus. I believe You died on the cross for me. And You touched me today. You touched me today. Thank You, Lord. So Lord, from here on, I'm putting my faith in You. Not in Pastor Gary or some church, and certainly not myself, but in You, Jesus. Come into my life. I give You my heart. I give You my life. I give You my all. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed, how many would lift a hand and say, Pastor Gary, I said that prayer with you. I meant it flat out from the bottom of my heart. I ain't playing games because I don't need to. Can I see your hand? I did that, preacher. There's no doubt, period. Not one doubt. Thank You. God bless you. Help us as we go. Thank You, Lord, for a good day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's praise the Lord one more time. Come on. Can we do it? Can we do it? Come on. Come on. God bless you today. I'm right here.